Today's daf is Chala Daf Yutes, and we are on Yutches Amud Beis. As we get into the second parak, we continue the second parak here in Maseches Chala. We're talking about the last sugyas relating to the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the boat case. The boat comes from Chutz La'aretz and has Chutz La'aretz dirt in it, and it comes within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So it does that, and then something grows on the boat. So what is the halacha in that case? The Tanna Kamma said chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda said no, only if the boat is touching, if the boat is gosheshes. The Tanna Kamma's lashon, the machlokas, beferish was about maisrus and shvius. Right, the language of the Mishnah was afar Chutz La'aretz shabo b'sfina la'aretz chayiv b'maisrus u'b'shvius. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only if the boat is touching. If not, it's not going to be chayiv. So the Gemara wonders now, does this apply to Chala too? After all, this is Maseches Chala. So does this machlokes? And if it doesn't apply to Maseches Chala, so then you might wonder, why is it here? Right, so it's here because we just, in the previous line, we spoke about dirt of Chutz La'aretz that was Nichlas La'aretz, the dirt of the Chiyuv of Chala. So we could have a parallel, similar case, even though it doesn't have a ramification for Chala. But that's the Gemara's question now on Yudches Amid Beis. Yudches Amid Beis, second to last line. Havi Boi Meimar. So we thought to say, the Rabban of the Yeshiva thought to say, Man da Amar Taman Chayiv, Of Hacha Chayiv. Man de amar taman pater of hacha pater. The one who says chayiv over there by maestris and shvius would say chayiv here by chala too. And the one who would say pater over there by Rabbi Yehuda would say pater over here. Right? We think it would be the same machlokes. That's what we think. But the Gemara says, really, maybe not. Afilu keman de amar taman pater. Even if you would say pater in the case by maestris and shvius, hacha chayiv. Here you would still say chayiv when it comes to chala. Why? Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this would not be good enough for true maestros and shvius, would say it's enough for chala. Why? Kiva shenichrusu Yisrael nischayivu. Because after all, we know from elsewhere that chala kicks in even if the other chiyuvim didn't. Remember, before the 14 years, right when they went in, bevoachem, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, before the shevet shekivshu v'shevet shechilko, there was already chiyuv of chala. And there was no chiv of chumas and maestras. So you see, chala works by itself. Chala has its own definition. So here too, even if you want to say that it's not enough for shvius and maestras, it would be good enough for chala, as the Marafolda says on top. Nischayva b'chala dechsid b'voachem takeif b'tchilas b'yaschem. Mashein kein maestras ushvius were only after. After Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku, Nimsa deleinyan chala afilu gidule pater nischayvu. Even if it grew, maybe in a state of patur, but eventually when you need it, that's when the chiyuv kicks in, and therefore chala could have that chiyuv too. So again, according to this, there's no nafka mina. This machlokas does not apply to chala. So what is this doing here? So now look at the previous marafolda on the bottom of the previous amud. The marafolda says, That's what we thought. We thought that this machlokas is brought here because it's a machlokas about chala too. Avalohi, but not true. Afilu man de poter, but maestros b'chayef hacha. Even if you say poter by maestros, you're still going to be chayef here. V'had de maisi pluktayu hacha. So what is the machlokas brought here for? Right, if it's not a machlokas about chala, midatani la'el beperus chutz la'aretz shebo la'aretz nakanami ofer chutz la'aretz shebo la'aretz. It is parallel, talking about chutz la'aretz stuff that came to Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's the grain, that was a machlokas about chala, or whether it's just the dirt and there is no machlokas. We should derutz la'farish pluktayu de pligi linyan maestros lo tananami chala v'divrei Tanakama de baha lo pligi. Good. So we're going to say, is there parallel? And we say that there is no parallel. So for some halachas, as we learned in previously, in some halachas, there is parallel between chala and truma. So we mentioned many halachas regarding rachis. That was towards the end of the previous parak. End of the previous parak, right? The Mishnah said, the last Mishnah, the first parak, chalu truma, chayav an Allah misa v'chomesh, vasur lazar, me'nechse kohen, v'ol mechromeya, all the parallels between chala and truma, because they're both called rachis. The Mishnah didn't even mention there, but they're also mitzaref. It also mitzdareif in terms of shir, which is the ultimate reflection of unity between two shemos iser. But here, there's also a difference between challah and the other mitzvahs in terms of their chalos achiv in terms of the time. Good. Ksiv. Next section. Ksiv. Hu Heshiv. Aram, the story goes, this is a pasuk from Malachim Beis, Aram had seized land from the Jews, and now Yeravam ben Yoash, not the original Yeravam, who started Malchei Yisrael, but there was a later Yeravam, Yeravam ben Yoash, seized it back, got it back. Hu Heshiv, as Gvul Yisrael, Milavo Chamos ad Yom Harava. He got the whole, all the borders back. Kidvar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Like Hashem said, Asher Diber Biad Avdo Yona Ben Amitai Hanavi Asher Migata Chefer. Right, that's the pasuk in Malachim that we are going to darshan. Rabbi Hananya Rabbi Mana. We're going to darshan this. Each one of them is going to darshan differently. What does it mean that he got the land back? So getting the land back sounds like they originally had it. And then they lost it, and then they got it back. That's what Heshiv means. But it's going to be a machlokes, whether they got back everything or they got back a different amount. So Chad Amar, the first one says, Rabbi Hananya says, Kol ma shekivish Yoshua kibezeh. Right? They got back exactly what they had originally. Whatever they had originally, that's the same borders. The Charana Amar, and the other one, meaning Rabbi Mana said, he got even more. Even though it says Heshiv, he returned, but it doesn't mean the exact board. It means he returned and he got even more than originally they had. And we're going to talk about this machlokas in terms of what does it sound like. Let's just do one more line and then we'll make another comment. Tana Rabbi Sidur. Rabbi Sidur, the Marafola says, this is Shem Chacham. Right, not a common name in the Chazal. No, Rabbi Sidur, Messiah, Rabbi Mana. The following brisa proves Rabbi Mana, who says they got more. They got more than they originally had. Why? Because it says Yamim Kalim Asu Yisrael Bos Haaretz. They only had it for a few years. Yamim Kalim. If they had it previously during the time of Yoshua, and then they lost it, so that wouldn't be Yom Kalim, because they had it for hundreds of years earlier, and now you add that together with what they had now. The Yom wouldn't be Yom Kalim, so it must be that maybe there was new land that they got here, like Rabbi Manashita, and that's why it would be Yomim Kalim. So that's what the Gemara's Medayek to prove, like the previous Brisa. Interesting, Yonah is not usually famous for anything besides Sefer Yonah. But Yonah was, as the Navi calls him here, a Navi. Right? The Neviim are not as clear as the Neviyos. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yadalid, in the Bavli, who the seven Neviyos were, the seven prophetesses. That's not under Machlokas, and that the Gemara quotes Psukim. Quotes Psukim for who the Neviyos were, Sarah Miriam, Dvarachana, Abigail, Chulda, Esther. Right? Those seven are the Neviyos. Who are the Neviim? The Gemara says that there were 48 Nevi'im, but does not mention who they were. Right, Sheva Nevi'os, let me read you the line. The Gemara says that the Gedola, Amar Abiyav Barkana, Gedola Hasaras HaTabas Yoser Me'arboam V'shmona Nevi'im V'sheva Nevi'os. The ring that Achashverosh took off his hand and gave to Haman, that was more powerful than all the seven Nevi'os and 48 Nevi'im. She does not move Henley Yisrael. Shekulon lo achzirim lamutav, but Elud lo achzirim lamutav. All of them, they weren't so successful. They talk to us and they try to inspire us, but we didn't always listen to the Nevi'im. Even though there's a mitzvah daraisa to listen to a Navi, and there's a mitzvah daraisa of testing a Navi too much. Parshas Akev. Once a Navi does what he's supposed to do, so that's it. V'ilu asaras tabas hachziras lebutav. But taking off the ring was machzir hachziras lebutav. So who are the 48 Nevi'im? So you got to check the lists. Rashi, Gra. But Rashi, it'll just be Rashi there in Megillah. Rashi goes through. Who's called the Navi? Again, what's a Navi? A Navi is someone who is given a Nevuah to give to Klal Yisrael. Not just someone who privately talks to Hashem. He wouldn't be called a Navi, because that's where the word Navi comes from, Niv Svatayim. Right, the expression of the lips. And that's why Nevuah is all about having something to tell over. Ksuvim is different. It's a whole different mahus. something in Ksuvim because that's meant to be written and then learned from it. But it's not a different chaloshem than Nevi'im. So who are the Nevi'im? So Rashi quotes from Seder Olam. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yoshua, Pinchas, Elkanah, Eli, Shmuel, Gad, Nasan, David, Shlomo, Ido, then now we get to less famous ones, Michal ben Yimla, Bimei Achav, Ovadia, Achia, Yehu, ben Hanani, Bimei Asa, Azariah ben Oded, Chazal, there are only 48, Chaziel, continuing a little bit more, Ubimei Yeravim ben Yoash, Hoshea, Amos, Ubimei Yotam, Micha, Ubimei Amatzia, Amots, Eliyahu, Elisha, Yonah. Right, Yonah is the Talmud of Elisha. Right, Yonah is the one. Elisha did more miracles in Tanakh than anyone else, including, remember that Yonah lost the axe and it fell in the water and Elisha made it float up. That was Yonah. Yonah ben Amittai, Yeshaya, Bimei Menashe, Yoel, Nachum, Habakkuk, Tzfanya, Uriah. We continue. Yirmiyo, right now we're getting towards the end. Yirmiyo, Yechezkel, Daniel, Baruch, Neriah, Saria, Machzia, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Mordechai, Bilshan, Beseder Olam. Right, if you look in the Gra, he changes a few of them, but these are the 48. But Yonah was one. Yonah is a pasuk. Right, Yonah ben Amittai, Hanavi, Asher ben Azachefer, the pasuk that we just quoted in terms of who is a Navi. This is also talking about Kibush. The Rambam discusses Kibush in a very much discussed comment. Remember that Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam discusses the difference between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. The first time Bnei Yisrael went in and the second time they went in. The Rambam says the first time Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, that Kedusha was not everlasting. The Kedusha for Eretz Yisrael was not everlasting. Only the second time was everlasting. Why? So the Rambam says, Makriva Karbanos Kulan, for the second Kedusha, Avo Beishen Shambayis Banui, you're allowed, the Rambam Shita, you're allowed to bring Karbanos, even without a Beis HaMikdash, as long as you have a mizveach, v'ochel kashem kal ma'aser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim al b'sheit sham choma. Shekedusha rishona kitchel shaita v'kitchel aselavo. The kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is forever, is eternal, but the kedusha of Shara Eretz Yisrael is not. So the Rambam asks, why is that? V'lama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha rishona kedusha l'aselavo u'kedusha Shara Eretz Yisrael le'inyan shvius u'maisrus v'chayotzi behen lo kitchel aselavo. Why is the kedusha of the Shara Eretz Yisrael not eternal? Right, it did not last from the first bia. L'fisha kedushas ha'mikdash v'Yerushalayim b'bnei ha'shchina v'shchina eina b'teila. The kedushas mikdash and Yerushalayim expand there. That's because Hashem's presence rested there. And once that happens, that happens. That never stops. V'har yomer v'ashimosi es mikdashechem v'yamru chachamim av v'bishashomim in v'kedushas en heim omdim. That's forever. Aval chiv ha'aretz b'shviyas v'maisris einu ela mipnei kibush rabim. Right, like our pasuk talks about. The kibush. Right, it's based on kibush. It's based on the conquering. V'kivach en nilkecha ha'aretz mi'idehem. And once the conquering was undone, we were conquered by Bavel. Batel ha'kibush, v'niftura min ha'Torah. The kibush was batel, and niftura min ha'Torah, min ha'maisras, min ha'shviyash, shari eina Eretz Yisrael. V'kivach ha'ala Ezra, v'kidsha, lo kidsha v'kibush, ala b'chazaka, sheikh zikubah. But once Ezra came up the second time, that wasn't through conquering, that was through settlement, chazaka, like they were given permission to go up. There wasn't a battle. L'fichach, there, that kedusha was Niskadesh La'asilavo, as long as you have Robin Israel. There are other factors that make it Durabanan. But that's the Rambam, much as it goes Rambam and all the Mefarshim, starting already with the Kesa Mishnah, wonder what the difference is. Why should it be that Kibush is undone while Chazaka is not undone? Right? What's the difference? If I conquered it, maybe that should stay forever, even if I am conquered. Or the other way, if I was machzik it, if I settled it, if I then was thrown out, and I'm not settled, so then, you know, why shouldn't that be lost? That's the question that the Kesef Mishnah and all the Mefarshim ask. It says the Kesef Mishnah, Eini yodea ma koa chazaka gadol mi koa kibush. V'lama lo nomar bechazaka gamgein. Mishenilkecha ares miyadenu ba'la chazaka. Once the chazaki is gone, why don't you say it's lost? V'su, barishona shediskatsha bekibush. V'chi loha yasham chazaka. When the first time they conquered it, but then they settled it too. Shevesha kivshu, v'shevesha chilku. It was also 7 years. Mi atu mi adifa chazaka below kibush mi chazaka im kibush v'tzarech li'iyun. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't give an answer. He just wonders what the difference is. So there's many suggestions given. The Tosfos Yantif in Maseches Idios, because this is really a machlokas tanoim. Kedusha Rishona, Kishal Shaita, Kishal Aslova or not, Machlokas Tanoim and Amoraim. So the Mishnayos in Idios quote this Machlokas. That's where some of the Mefarshim talk about it. The Tosfos Yantif there discusses a kibush is based on the whole Kedusha flows from conquering. So if you're unconquered, so then it's lost. Settlement, the Kedusha is based on you were given permission. So who took away that permission? Just because it was conquered from you doesn't mean that you weren't, that wasn't legal. So therefore, who says that's undone? That's the Tosfos Yantif focuses on that. Rav Soloveitchik has a very creative idea where he discusses, if you think about the first kibush, the first time Bnei Yisrael went in, and he said this, there are a few versions of how he said this, but when the first time they went in, what was first? What was first? The Aron was first, and they went, and they conquered, and they went from out to in. They went from out to in. That was the conquering. The second time they went, where'd they go first? First they went to Yerushalayim, and then they expanded Yerushalayim, and they went from in to out. Right? Yerushalayim was conquered only later the first time. Right? David HaMelech moved the Aron there eventually, and eventually they built the base of Mikdash, so it was from out to in or in to out. So when it's from out to in, so that doesn't last. But when it's from in to out, what does it mean from in to out? It means the Beis HaMikdash started the Kedusha, and then it started expanding out. And when it started expanding out, that was an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim. And once that occurred, so like the Rambam says, Kedushas Mikdash is forever. And if Kedushas Mikdash is forever, so that's the Eretz Yisrael in a more diluted way, just like Yerushalayim, but it's a more diluted way, so that's where it is going to be different. So that's Rav Soloveitchik, he quoted from in to out and out did. And another way that he formulated it was it Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh? All Kedusha always flows from the Torah. But the first time they went in, it was the Aron. The Aron symbolizes Torah Shebichsav. And that's what that's where it went, and it went from out to in. But the second time, it had to do with Torah Shebalpeh. Right? And he proves how it had to do with Torah Shebalpeh. With Ezra HaSofer, and that's a difference. The Beis HaChachma also, if you remember, has a very different approach than all the other Mefarshim. He says exactly the opposite of what you would have thought. The Beis HaChachma says that the greater they are, the harder they fall. Right? You would think that the second Kedusha is greater, right? Because that's the one that lasts. The Beis HaChachma says just the opposite. Just like he quotes the Gemara in Bechoros, there's a Gemara in Bechoros, and there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos about a Kohenes Shenivel Olapasola and a Leviya Shenivel Olapasola. A Bas Kohen that has Bia with somebody she's Pasol to cannot even eat Maaser Rishon. She loses her Kedusha, she's like a Zara. While a Bas Levi, that's Nivel Olapasola, can still eat Maaser Rishon. Why? Because a Bas Kohen is all the way up here, and when she falls, she falls down. Falls from a higher height, and therefore she loses everything. A Bas Levia does not. It's like the greater, the bigger the balloon, when it's popped, it makes a louder noise. So the there's another mashal he talks about in terms of the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah and the where the letters used to be and where the borders. Gives another mashal from Maseches Shabbos. So he says the first Kedusha was so great, so amazing with miracles. So when they lost that, it was totally gone. Lo kasha la salafa. While the second Kedusha wasn't as great, and therefore it wasn't lost. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Afra Chutzlaret. So the Marafolda has a girsa, the Rasilio has a girsa here. He adds in one word, Surya. We're talking about Surya, right, which was one of the lands that were added on. Right, we had it already in yesterday's daf. Aram Naharayim, one of the lands that David HaMelech conquered. So Chazal gave Surya the status of Midrabanan of Trumas and Maestros. That was the Chiyah Drabanan of Trumas and Maestros in Surya. So now the Gemara says, just like we discussed, if dirt comes from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, does it have the status of Eretz Yisrael? What about dirt that comes from Chutz Laaretz to Surya? Does it have the status of Surya? So Afar Chutz Laaretz, Chebal is Surya, Nasa Kasurya? Yeah, same thing. Just like if it comes into in the proximity of Eretz Yisrael, so too if it comes to Surya. Yatsa Misham, Lakan, if it goes from there, from the borders of Syria, then it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Nischayev. Then it's Nischayev in, just like you would have said, the dirt that comes to Eretz Yisrael. What's the Chiddush here? What's the Chiddush here? So Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni Ashas, right, he has on Yerushalmi too, he says, well, first of all, the Chiddush is for Rabbi Yehuda. The whole Syria is Darabanan, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, said, only if it's Gosheshes, only if it's touching, is it Daraisa. If it's not touching, it's Darabanan. It's not Pater, it's Darabanan. So maybe the Chiddush is that if it's in the borders of Syria, that's a double Darabanan. Right? Syria itself is Darabanan. If it's just floating in the water, it's Darabanan. So Rabbi Yehuda would still say Darabanan there, even though it's a double Darabanan. Right? When it's to Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Gosheshes to be Daraisa. And if it's not Gosheshes, it's just floating, you're still Chayav Shubas Baisa to be Darabanan. So you might have said that's only by one Darabanan. Maybe that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that here, even though it's a double Darabanan, the place is Darabanan, and how it's floating is Darabanan, that's the Chiddush of Naase Kesuria. And then the next line is that you would have thought, once it's double Darabanan, then does something happen when it comes to Eretz Yisrael? Now it becomes only a single Darabanan, because now it's in Eretz Yisrael, which is not Syria, a single Darabanan. So he says, there's a nafkamina, right? You could be motzi, you know, you could mafrish min apater alachayiv and achayiv alapater. Now this could, you could be mafrish from this stuff that grows, only it's only one Darabanan. You can be mafrish from this Darabanan for a different single Darabanan, right? You wouldn't be able to be mafrish from a double Darabanan onto one Darabanan. Right, so that's why there's nafkamina, even when it comes into Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he notes. He does that lumdus for us in terms of even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, Bizman. So now what did the Mishnah say? Bizman shasina gosheshes. So Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have the dirt in the boat, it's only going to be chayav daraisa and really considered Eretz Yisrael as if it's in the mud. Right, it's in the mud. It's not floating in the water. It's touching. Amar of Chagai, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaitei. So the Gemara is about to say, oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitaso. The Gemara is going to reject the Lashitaso. So that's the flow of the next Gemara. So first the Gemara says, isn't this Rabbi Yehuda Lashitaso? Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah in Chala, that says, only if the dirt, if the boat is touching the dirt, right, only that's Daraisa. So what's the simple pshat we would think? You need contiguity. Right, what's the whole point? The point is that the dirt is touching, right? Because if the dirt wouldn't be touching, let's say it wouldn't be floating, then the water, what about the water in the middle? The water doesn't create a chibur. It's as if the water's not there. And therefore there's air in between, right? So therefore there's a hefsek, that's why it's not good enough. Right, so where else do we see that water is not significant and it's batel, and therefore that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The following Rabbi Yehuda Kedaitei, Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'Mayim Lefisha Ein Bahem Mamish. Right, we had this quoted earlier in these Mesechtos, but it's a Mishnah in Beitza. Remember, the Mishnah in Beitza talks about Tchumen, Erev Tchumen. If somebody wants to we'll start this way. Everybody's tchum is set from when Shabbos starts. When Shabbos starts, wherever you are, that's your tchum. But not only where you are, where your stuff is. Where your stuff is, your nechasim also have a limitation of tchum. So let's say I give you something of mine on Shabbos. You borrow a chair. So that chair goes by my tchum, because it goes by where was when Shabbos started. The Nechassim are also Nikva, Kona Shvisa, from when Shabbos starts. So Rabbi Yehuda discusses, what if I gave you some water and you baked something? Or you used the water on Shabbos. So the Tanakhama there says, yeah, if I give you some ingredients, so now that goes by both of us. That mixture could only go where both of us could go. Rabbi Yehuda says, water is not significant. If I give you water, you don't have to worry about my tchum. That's Rabbi Yehuda's line here. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim l'fisha ein v'hen mamish. He pothers because ein v'hen mamish, it doesn't have any significance. So one second. So that is an example where Rabbi Yehuda holds that water is not significant. Don't worry about the tchum. So we connect that to our Mishnah. Water is not significant. So it's as if there's air. If it's floating in the water, it's as if the boat is up here and the dirt of Eretz Yisrael is down there. So that's l'shitaso. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avin, lo mistavra. No, Rabbi Avin says, I don't think this is parallel. Dula, which means like in, remember Yerushalmi language, da ela, michla vashidase. No, I think the shitas are flipped.
I think the sheet is a flipped. Why? I think it's a contradiction, not a raya. Lo haisa sfina gosheshes, kimisha sfina gosheshes. In a case where it's not gosheshes, it's like it's gosheshes, meaning what? You're still chayiv, as we said, derabanan. According to Yehuda, there's a chayiv derabanan when it's not gosheshes, even if it's not touching, and there's a chayiv daraisa when it is gosheshes. Lo haisa sfina gosheshes, maisroseha mehalacha. Don't we say when it's not gosheshes, the chayiv is derabanan? Here, mehalacha, unusually, right? Some of the achronim point out in the back. Usually, halacha sometimes means halacha moshe Sinai, but here, halacha means derabanan, right? When it's not gosheshes, right, when it's not touching, the chiv is derabanan. So if the chiv is derabanan, when it's not gosheshes, right, there is some airspace there. Tarmin mimena al atzis she'enakuv ume atzis she'enakuv aleha. Then you should be able to, what are we talking about here? A flower pot. Remember the rules of a flower pot? If you have a flower pot, is that chayiv in Shuvas Daraisa, derabanan? So we say it depends if it has a hole in it or not. If it has a hole in it, that's chayiv Daraisa, as if it's on the ground. If it doesn't have a hole, so then it's chayiv derabanan. It's chayiv derabanan. Kehada detani, like the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, add that in, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, atzitz she'eno nakuv, an atzitz that is not nakuv, an atzitz that does not have a hole, so it's chayiv derabanan, maisroso mehalacha, its maestros are derabanan. Utrumaso eina midamas. Its truma does not create midume, meaning it's not 1 to 100 like normal truma. That's midamas. It's one just batel barov. The ein chayav and alav chomesh and not chayav chomesh because it's only derabanan. You have to add in a few lines here. What's the point here? Why is atzitz she'eino nakuv? If an atzitz does not have a hole, it's chayav derabanan. And it's compared to a svina that's not gosheshes, right? If it's, you have a flower pot that's on the ground, right, that doesn't have a hole, that's chayev derabanan, which is similar to a svina that is not touching. That's also chayev derabanan, right? That while a svina gosheshes, if the boat is touching, it's chayev daraisa. If the issue is touching and not touching, like we're trying to connect the two mishnayos, we're trying to connect the mishnah here in challah and the mishnah in Beitza, if the issue one is touching, then what's the difference between a boat that's touching, which is daraisa, and a flower pot that does not have a hole, that's touching, that's derabanan, right? If you say the issue is one that's touching, there shouldn't be a difference between the two. Why would we compare the chiv derabanan of a sfina that's not gosheshes and a flower pot that is touching that doesn't have a hole? It must be, this is all you have to add in, it must be that don't compare the Mishnah in Chala and the Mishnah in Beitza. The issue of Rabbi Yehuda Lashitaso is not about touching, not touching. Because then there's a lack of parallelism, right? We compare a boat that's not touching to even a flower pot that's touching the ground if it doesn't have a hole. The issue must be one of nourishment, of yenika. And therefore, if you have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, there's no nourishment there. There's no nourishment there. And that's the issue in Rabbi Yehuda. If it's on top of the water, there's no nourishment. There's no nourishment through the water. And only if it's gosheshesh. So that's what we say. Rabbi Yehuda is not tali based on the touching issue, which would connect it to Beitza, but the issue is one of nourishment. That's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So that's what the Gemara says in terms of how we compare it. Period. Next section. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar hakone atzitz nakuv b'Surya. If somebody buys an atzitz nakuv, right, it has a hole in Surya, afal pi shelo kana. We're going to switch the girsa. Karka, I buy a flower pot in Syria. It has an opening at the bottom. So even though it was not in the contract that I bought any of the ground underneath the flower pot, karka shetachtav, kama, afar shalgabav kana, the top layer of dirt under the flower pot, that's mine. Because nourishment. Because the flower pot that's open is getting nourished from the ground, and therefore the assumption is that the top layer of dirt of the ground that goes with the flower pot. And therefore, if I buy the flower pot from you and it has a hole in the bottom of it, I get the top layer. L'chayva l'maisros l'shvias. To be mechayiv and maisros and shvias, because that's my chayiv, the buyer. Afilu nasan agabi shtiyas edos. Even if there's a little airspace, it's on pegs. It's on a little tripod. But we assume if it has a hole in the bottom, it's still getting something from the ground. The Af Rabbi Yehuda Modi Bey. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be Modi in this, as we just explained. The svara for Rabbi Yehuda is based on nourishment. And even if there's a little air, we could ask the gardeners amongst us, right? If there's a little space, but it still maybe can get nourished and nutrients from the air through the, from the ground. Ma beino levena. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, even if there's some airspace. Ma beino levena svina. Okay, so what's the difference then? If you're telling me that airspace is okay, that's enough to be nourishment and it goes through, so why is water not okay? What about a boat? Why if the boat is not gosheshes, right? So why is there not, that's not chayev? Svina ola v'yoredes v'zeh b'mkomahu. A svina moves. If it's moving, then the nourishment is not going to pass in the appropriate way. It's up and down. Look at the marafolda. Up and down. Ve'eina omedes b'makam echad. It doesn't stay in one spot. Ve'eina yecholo linak. Right? It can't nurse. Imagine a baby's trying to nurse from his mother. So, at home, sitting down, fine. But what if they're on a plane and there's turbulence, and the baby's trying to nurse, and the mother's going up and down? The baby can't hold on, right? The nourishment is not gonna, it's not gonna work. So the boat's going up and down, right? So there's not gonna be any yanika there. While on the pegs, it's not moving. Vizemi v'komahu, and therefore there can be nourishment in that way. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, we came to the maskana, it's not totally on contiguity of the dirt, right? Because then you should compare a atzitz she'eino nakuv and a boat that is gosheshes, the brochayim daraisa, but we don't say that. So it must be because of nourishment, and therefore then the comparisons can work. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Issa Shinilosha. We'll get to that next time in terms of May Peros.